Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Frohes neues Jahr, Happy New Year, we're back. The Gegenpressing Podcast is back and yeah, it was a nice little break. Thanks for the patience. I know you're used to our regular shows, and I can tell you now we're going to be back on our regular schedule. I'm your host, Manuel Fied, as always. And I am joined by Stefan Biankowski. Stefan, Happy New Year to you. I hope you had, as they say in German, einen guten Rutsch. I know you're kind of technically still on your New Year's party holidays. Scotland gets 2 days. That's not fair.
Yeah. I think it's because we get so drunk on New Year's Eve that they give us 2 years. But yes, Happy New Year to you and to all our lovely subscribers and listeners. It's been a great break. It's been a very relaxing break. I have spent the time off reading science fiction novels, playing my Xbox, catching up with friends, and going for long walks with my wife and my dog. So it's been a very relaxing break, but I am itching to get back. I was actually a little disappointed when I kind of started pulling things back together and trying to get back on top of stuff that I'm like, oh my God, the Bundesliga is not back for so long.
Although that's actually maybe a good thing considering what our day job is and how many...
Yeah, well, that's true.
I came today back to a perfect storm and... was sucked in right away into the German Transfermarkt, the podcast on the Enzo Fernandez news. So, you know, I think the two of us are going to be quite capable of filling the time Bundesliga start.
We'll be very busy, that's for sure.
But I do have an important question to you. As someone who reads a lot of science fiction books as well, what did you read?
Oh, it's a very good question, actually. It's called... let me see if I can actually pull up the correct name for it. It's called Children of Time by Adrian Tchaikovsky.
Oh, yeah, I've read that.
You have read that?
Yeah, I have read all the Tchaikovsky ones.
I think it came out 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it, I must admit. I got that as a Christmas present. I also got Hyperion by Dan Simmons, which I know is a classic. And I haven't finished that. I haven't even started, sorry, but I've been meaning to read that. So I finally got my hands on that one. It's not really enjoying it. It's a nice kind of escape from football.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sure you'll know what I mean by that. It's very irregular, I guess, but no, loving it.
Awesome. Yeah, I just finished like my project for 2022 and I actually managed to do it was to read all 9 Dune books. Oh wow. Oh wow, sounds right. It's about 10,000 pages, so I'm glad that's done. But yeah, that was my big one for 2022, and it is an epic. I don't know if they're actually going to be able to film all of that.
I can't claim that, but I have read about 2/3 of the Foundation series. I've kind of put them. I've got most of them on my bookshelf. I've read about 2 or 3 books off the end. It just goes on and on and on. So I thought I really need to break this up with some other books. This is not a science fiction.
No,
podcast.
It's not. Finish the Foundation series. It's very good. I finished the entire thing as well.
The TV show, maybe not so good, but that's a different topic for another day.
Yeah, totally different. And it's not about football. Anyways, we're getting sidetracked here. If you want any science fiction recommendations, we should probably open our definite Substack for that. Because this is a Bundesliga podcast. And I think, you know, kind of open the new year with some positive news here, right? We have some listener questions too. And what we're going to do here, we got a lot of listener questions and a lot of them were about transfers, which makes sense. We got a couple that were not.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.